Rashi, in the beginning of the Torah and Parshas Bereishis, writes, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hoya tzorech lahaschel es ha-Torah ela, mahachodesh hazelochem. Rashi brings a chazal from Rabbi Yitzchak that says, why does the Torah begin with the words Bereishis Bor Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? Why did the Torah not just begin with the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? That should have been the beginning, the first mitzvah of the Torah. And the question is, as the Daruki Musa points out, what's Rabbi Yitzchak asking? What do you mean? The beginning of the Torah, we have to tell everybody who created the world. We have to explain to everybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and created Shemayim, Va'aretz, sun, moon, everything else. What's the question? So the Daruki Musa points out, the question is, because if a person just reads on, if a person just reads what happened at the beginning of the creation, sees how everything works, it's so obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There cannot be any other explanation. Just one small example. The sun itself is composed of several layers of plasma, heated gas with an electrical charge. The surface of the sun is approximately 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. They say that the core of the sun is an estimated 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. The sun is a star close to 93 million miles from the Earth, which is about 875,000 miles wide and 110 times the diameter of our planet. We receive sunlight and warmth only from the outer layers of the sun, even when we experience some of very, very hot days. If the sun and the Earth were closer together, the heat of the sun would cook the Earth completely. The energy and activity of the sun is enormous, far exceeding any bomb or any other device known to man. And Hashem created the shield to protect us from the sun's heat. We can understand what's going on just by reading the words of the Psukim. Rabbi Yitzchak wants to know, what do we need to say? Bereishis Bor Elokim. Just look around, just see the world. Just take a moment to open your eyes and see who created the world. And it's obvious, Bereishis Bor Elokim. In fact, Chazal tell us that the word Bereishis in the beginning means, as Rashi points out, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. That the Torah, the entire world was created because of the Torah, which is called Reishis. And as the Medrash Rabbah points out, that the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into me and created the world. As Rabbi Lopian explains, the Medrash to mean, that I would have thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created a world, and then we need justice, we need order, we need peace, we need all sorts of things. Okay, so we'll have to create laws, we'll have to create a Torah, we'll have to create a manuscript, how people are going to live. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah and presented it to us. The Medrash says no. The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. That means the Torah is the blueprint of how the world is created. As Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein once ran into the Beis Medrash with a food processor box, and he clapped on the beam and said, Rabbi Yisai, I have a raya, I have a proof that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world and gave us the Torah. And everybody looked at Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, he's holding a food processing box, how can this be? And he said, look at this. He opened up the box. It was the days where food processors weren't so normal. Not everybody got them. It was an amazing machine. It could mix things. It could do things much quicker. And he took it out the machine. And then he took out the instruction manual. And he said, look, the person, whoever it was that created this machine, understood that you cannot use the machine unless you have an instruction manual with it. And that's this world. The world that we live in is a world that was created al pi, with the manuscript of the Torah in mind. That means the Torah that we're given is the instruction manual of how to use this world best. And as we start Parashas Bereishis and work our way through and see the wonderful way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and everything got to be, we should just acknowledge for a moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Bereishis Bor Elokim. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have a great Shabbos.